it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottie along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We had a couple people ask about who's going to take over the Titans. It'll be Mike McCoy. Mike will be the interim head coach with the Titans. He was the senior offensive assistant. He actually was the head coach in 2013 through 2016 with the Chargers.
I remember that name, yeah.
Okay, Mike McCoy was the third-string quarterback in NFL Europe with my neighbor Joe Clark. The first two guys, Jake DeLone, Kurt Warner.
Oh, well.
Mike was the third-string guy. And he was with Carolina. He was an offensive coordinator with the Panthers.
Well, so sometimes those type guys make the best coaches. They don't really play in the NFL, but they had that experience. Like Sean Payton. Sean Payton was a scab. You know, the strike game in 1987 with the Chicago Bears. They have a picture of Mike Ditka chewing out Sean Payton in 1987. No, he was a scab quarterback for the Bears. No, look at Sean Payton. He's going to go probably in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a coach, but not as a player. No, when you think of, like, quarterbacks, Eastern Illinois, directional school. You know, we got directional schools in Louisiana. But Sean Payton went to Eastern Illinois. You know who's the most famous Eastern Illinois, I think, quarterback?
And Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. Garoppolo. Yeah, Sean Payton's way down the list.
I would go
Tony Romo. Even though Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl.
It would be Romo 1 for me.
Rome and Jimmy G 2, and then Sean Payton. They probably might have somebody
now,
else.
For the nightlife, Jimmy G is number one.
Oh, yes, yes. But the only thing with Jimmy G, I mean, okay. I can't, now who you in love with. Now, Jimmy G is probably one of the most handsome professional football players ever. Now, you know, probably has a lot, he could select from a lot of different individuals, you know, that who he wants to date. But then why are you putting all your business out there and he's going on actual dates with a porn star? Now, you might want to mess around with her. I mean, you got to go on a date in public? I mean, I never understood that about Jimmy G. I mean, his mom and grandma and all couldn't be too
okay,
proud of that.
If he was on the bike, you'd say he ain't haunt.
Yeah, no, he's not shy. He's not bashful.
He's not at all.
He's not haunt. But, yeah, Jimmy G. I can tell you, the last thing impression I remember Jimmy G, when we played the Rams, I hope he's playing quarterback and not Matthew Stafford. The Saints could upset the Rams. Jimmy G was terrible. In California, when the Saints were practicing against the Rams, that's when, remember, Stafford's back was all jacked up. He wasn't even at practice. He wasn't even doing nothing. That, you know, looked better, Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
From Georgia, looked way better than Jimmy G.
I remember you telling me that Bennett was a lot better than Jimmy G.
I go, no, I'll tell you, if Jimmy G's the quarterback for the Rams, we have a chance to beat him.
Let's go to our telephone lines. We got on Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right,
Hollywood swinger.
Hey, Bob, I got a couple of things to say. I think Olave should sit and get somebody off the roster to take his spot. And I think they should go to Rashid Shaheed more.
They ain't doing that.
No, that would be extreme. I'm not sitting them. But you know what I'm saying? You know what Houdat Nation members have asked me? And he ran back kickoffs. Why Mason Tipton? Mason Tipton's got speed like Rashid Shaheed. Why Mason Tipton's not getting more opportunities?
Right.
We've seen him catch balls in practice, not just deep balls, but actually running routes. I know he knows the plays. He went to Yale. I mean, you went to Ivy League school. You know he knows
yeah,
the plays.
Yeah, but is he just all Mr. Airline Highway?
But no, Mike, he did good this preseason in actual games.
I understand.
Practicing the game.
That ain't a regular game.
No, they're not game plan. I give him a chance. We gave Olave a bunch of chances. You know who else I want to give him a chance to? Because we traded for him.
Vele.
He caught one ball. Vele from the Broncos.
And he had a really nice catch. It's inside the five.
And then a penalty.
And Kelvin Banks.
Yeah, he had a penalty.
Now, Kelvin didn't actually hold him, but you could see when I watched the tape again this morning, the the DN comes off the edge, and his feet are slipping. He gets kind of low to bend, and he caught him high. And so, again, you impeded him to the quarterback. You're going to get that flag.
You know who's going to get exploited and continue until he does something different? Trevor Penning is a terrible pass blocker.
Trevor walk right back into
Trevor
the pocket.
Penning, they called a penalty on him. I go, and we had a nice play. I mean, hell yeah, it's holding. He freaking tackled him, and he threw him down. Move your feet, get in front of him. You're a big dude.
It's Ruiz.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday.
No, listen, Trevor Penning was the weak link on the offensive line.
Ain't no question about that. Yeah. What else you got for us, Hollywood?
Hey, Bob, what about the defensive line, the front four? Why we don't confuse the quarterback at all during the whole game? Why they sit back there like they can read our whole defense and don't get no pressure, don't get no sacks, nothing?
Well, you know, when you think about it, you know who actually had a couple of quarterback hurries and a guy that no one knows, Nathan Shepherd.
Yeah.
And then you had Pete Werner had a quarterback hurry. But no, we're not influencing the quarterback. When we just, like a basic pass rush. We're not trying to trick him with a stunt because the only sack we had was Pete Werner. Well, he's a linebacker. How about, now he's maybe easing back into it, but he ain't easing back into nothing. We're paying him $17 million, Chase Young. I mean, you know, here he is. Mike, he had one tackle. I mean, who's winning and losing in the trenches? No, we did not dictate the ebb and flow of the game on the defensive front. We just didn't do it.
And they are playing two rookies, the left guard, left tackle. We know all about the left tackle and Will Campbell. But the left guard was the guy, his first time he's ever played guard. Bobby's always been a center his entire life. They shoved him over the guard. He's starting right alongside Will Campbell. Back-to-back rookies next to one another. On the left side, Drake Maye's blind side.
No, Mike, and you look at – you got to take advantage of that. You would think that we'd have more impact. Now, you very seldom see a D-tackle or whether you're running 3-4 or 4-3, an interior lineman leading the team in tackles. Maybe because it was his, he wanted to have a good showing.
But Godshaw,
he had 7 total tackles. And usually it'd be like DeMario Davis. I don't know if he's ever had a game where he's only had 3 tackles total. He's always around 10. I mean, that's interesting. You have to look back and see. Is DeMario Davis, he lose a little step? Because, Mike, he's always been hitting that century mark, 120. Only 3 tackles in that game. Pete Werner actually had more highlights. Like I said, the sack, quarterback, hurry, tackle for loss, pass defending. And then when you look at Stutzman, even got to go in a series, who I think is going to be the future maybe alongside Pete Werner, not this year, but in the future instead of DeMario Davis.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.